Chapter 5. A Drive in a Car. After 3 long months at boarding school, it was time for me to go home for the Christmas holidays. How wonderful to be away from school! While I was away at St. Peter's, my family bought a car. I was very happy to be home with my family, and I was also excited about the car. In 1925, anyone could drive a car. You did not need to learn a lot. My very old half-sister was 21 years old. She had 2 30-minute lessons, and then she could drive us in our car. That day, 7 of us sat in the car. In the car were my very old half-sister, my half-brother, 18 years old, my sister, 12 years old, my mother, 40 years old, 2 small sisters, 8 and 5 years old, and me, 9 years old. We were very excited. "How fast will it go?" we asked our very old half-sister. "Will it go at 50 miles an hour? "It can go at 60 miles an hour, she answered. "Oh, let's make it go at 60, we shouted. "We will go faster than that," she said. My very old half-sister started the car, and we drove slowly through the village. People in the street were excited to see our car. After 5 minutes, we left the village. "You see, I can do it," our very old half-sister said. "Go faster," we shouted. "We're only going at 15 miles an hour." My half-sister began to make the car go at about 35 miles an hour. Then we came to a corner in the road. "Help!" she shouted. The car went into the side of the road. There was broken glass everywhere. My family were all okay, but I was badly hurt. My nose was nearly cut from my face. My very old half-sister drove the broken car to the doctor very slowly, at about 4 miles an hour. "Wow," said the doctor. "Look at his nose." "It hurts," I cried. "Please help him," said my mother.
"Don't worry," said the doctor. "He will keep his nose."
An hour later, the doctor came to our house. I lay on a table, and someone put something white from a bottle on my face. It smelled very strong. I tried to stand, but strong hands held me down on the table.
"Good boy," said the doctor. "Close your eyes and sleep."
After 8 hours, I woke up and my nose was back in its place. My mother gave me a coin. British coins always have a picture of the king or queen on them. In those days, the king was George V.
"Well done. This is for you," she said.